Good afternoon, and thanks for tuning in to 91.9 KPTZ FM. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone. I'm Simon Janes in Port Townsend, Washington, bringing you your local news for this 5th of May, 2022. Jefferson County Public Health reported 18 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic to 3,526. There are currently 108 cases in active isolation, and one person is hospitalized. Jefferson Healthcare is planning to host virtual meetings to share the new hospital expansion project. Five scheduled virtual sessions will provide opportunities for the public to learn about planned building improvements and service expansion priorities for meeting the health needs of the community. Anyone may attend one of the five sessions. The first opportunity will be Monday, May 9th at 1:30 p.m. The second session will be Thursday, May 12th at 1:30 p.m. Each session will begin with a brief presentation about building improvements and service expansion. The remainder of each meeting is reserved for community questions and feedback. The meeting link and phone call-in information can be found on the Jefferson Healthcare website, as well as in the transcript of this broadcast at kptz.org. Each meeting will be recorded and posted to the website for those unable to attend. Additionally, in-person presentations are planned for June and are dependent on community COVID prevalence. The city's Housing Fund Board will be holding a special meeting tomorrow, May 6th at 2:30 p.m. The Housing Fund Board is part of the Interlocal Cooperation Agreement adopted by the city and county in November of 2021. This was an effort to support affordable housing and homeless housing projects. During tomorrow's meeting, there will be discussion and potential action regarding the Bayside Housing Request for Initiative 1590 funds, discussion and potential action regarding the same request from the Habitat for Humanity Critical Home Repair Program, and an overall recommendation for use of 1590 funds. House Bill 1590 was enacted by the Washington State Legislature in 2020. It authorizes cities and counties to impose a sales and use tax up to 0.1% for affordable housing. At least 60% of the revenue generated by the tax must be used for constructing affordable housing and facilities providing housing-related services, as well as constructing mental and behavioral health-related facilities or funding the operations of new units of facilities where programs are provided. The Housing Fund board meeting is open to the public via Zoom, and that link can be found through a search of the City of Port Townsend webpage or in the transcript to this broadcast. Citizens can also submit public comments remotely, and board members will have an opportunity to read and consider these before the meeting. You can email your comments to them by using the dedicated email address housingfund@co.jefferson.wa.us. The Washington State Department of Health has completed the annual water quality evaluation of the state's commercial shellfish growing areas. Unfortunately, high fecal bacteria levels will lead to the harvest restrictions in four of Washington's 115 shellfish growing areas. An additional 19 areas currently meet water quality standards, but are threatened with classification downgrades. State health officials are working with county partners, shellfish growers, and tribal governments to implement the required classification changes and to fix pollution problems. The areas that do not meet the standards and are currently restricted are Annas Bay in Mason County, Vaughn Bay in Pierce County, Port Susan, Snohomish County, and Henderson Inlet in Thurston County. There are four local areas on the watch list that are threatened with a downgrade, and these are Dungeness Bay and Macaw Bay in Clallam, Quilcene Bay in Jefferson County, and Miller Bay in Kitsap County. According to Scott Burbells, manager of the Shellfish Growing Area section, our state's collaborative approach to water quality improvement has led to the successful reopening of many shellfish harvesting areas. Clean water is the result of everyone doing their part. People can help by maintaining their septic systems, picking up pet waste, using pump-out stations for boats and recreational vehicles, and managing animal waste from large and small farms. This week, May 2nd through May 6th, is National Teacher Appreciation Week. So if you have a student in our school district here, there's still time to reach out to his or her teacher. Send a note or a small gift with your child, or get in on one of the local efforts to bring a little joy to the teachers and staff in the area. Also, any parents of kindergartners for the 2022-2023 school year, please mark your calendars for Kindergarten Family Night, May 12th at 6 p.m. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.